I hit record a few minutes ago and we've just been sitting here quietly. I think you're pooping.
Let's go.
I hit record.
All right.
I left you a little Easter egg.
A little Easter egg. All right. Well, let me hop. In the booth.
I haven't tasted this water yet.
Oh.
You've had it a couple times.
Yeah.
Elderflower sparkling.
Yeah. Not to be confused with elderberry.
No. It's the flower, not the berry.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't see you. I'm going to... Hold on. There's my boy.
Yeah, there you go. After making all that noise.
Yeah.
Woo! Feels good to finally be allowed to come back.
Oh my gosh, yes.
After being blocked two times, you know, sometimes, you know, you get into partnerships with people who may or may not be less dedicated to the brand as you, and this is just, you know, some of the stuff you deal with. So just know that going forward, if you like have some friends you're getting ready to hop on a podcast with, that you may be ready to hop off of a plane and into the booth, and you can't. Because it's like, I'm going out with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Here's the thing about that, too. You hop off a plane. This is all my fault, of course, that we've been dark the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Zero dark 30.
Yeah. Zero dark 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And my punishment for... For skipping out on the podcast last week. Look, I had a nice night out with my girlfriend. We had a really nice time. She's not here anymore. She went back home. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where it's like, well, she's not here for very long. I got food poisoning that night.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So then the next day we were supposed to go down. I had the day off because it was Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You really don't need to specify for me. I'll know which which person you're talking about. I trust me, out of all the people you may be mentioning it to, I'll know.
We were supposed to go down to Lakewood, have lunch with my mom and stuff, you know, do that sort of introductory thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't go because I had diarrhea and was throwing up.
Damn.
And all because I didn't do the podcast.
Yeah. Because Podramin would have saved your bowels, or you would have been recording this and not eating whatever made your ass explode.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, it feels good to be back. I missed Iffy. Mm. I missed talking into a microphone. I missed my cans. Mm. You know, and this water's good.
Yeah, this is good. So you're a fan of the water?
I liked my first sip. I like the bubbles. I like the taste.
Yeah, I really enjoy it, but I can see how some people might rebuff.
You like bubbles?
Flavors.
When you're drinking water, you like bubbles?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big sparkling water head. I need that sparkling darkling. You know what I mean?
Darkling duck, yeah.
Darkling duck. Let's get sparkly. So, you know. One thing I like to do is while we're like, you know, ramping up into the podcast, just like pulling stuff up on my phone.
Do you want to talk about what happened right before we recorded?
Oh, yeah. So we should have been recording this maybe 20, 30 minutes earlier. But I got here, knocked on the door. No one answered. So I was like, oh, he's not here yet. It's time for a good spook. So I like went on Instagram, had the video ready, and I was waiting outside the elevator so that I can, as soon as Matt walked out, pop in his face and yell Babadook and get him scared because he's a big scaredy cat.
I am quite afraid of the Babadook specifically.
Yeah. And so it would have been a real, real good vid. Only he was in here. He was probably taking a fat dookie. So.
No, I was probably setting up the record when you.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, or which stairs did you come up? The same one where
one as you, yeah.
Yeah, then I don't know. Yeah, I had to have just barely missed you. How long were you waiting?
I mean, I think I got here at like 6:15.
Okay.
So, you know, I got in here. I
missed you somehow. I must have not heard you walk through because I was here at like 6:05.
Really?
Yeah. So you definitely weren't here, but there, I might've been looking at something on my phone cause I got caught up.
Cause I didn't see your car in the parking lot.
You didn't see it? Oh, then.
So I think I got here before you.
Yeah, okay, maybe you did. Or maybe you didn't. All I know is that it is what it isn't. See, I made that rhyme. I'm trying to find this one thing.
Are we going to intro the show at any point?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not till I get you laughing at this thing that I'm going to show you.
Okay. This is a long, you know, cold
gone,
open.
Yeah, we've been gone for 2 weeks. You know, we got to get you in that bubbly, naughty mode.
Okay, well, I have my bubbles from the water, so yeah, okay. We're halfway there.
Yeah, don't ever say that in your life again. What? That was hella corny. But what I'm about to show you is just a memory that we're going to cherish. Off the mic, but you'll get to remember it, get in that headspace, and then we're gonna get
it. Is it a thing? Well, I guess you'll show me.
Yeah. You don't even have to ask any more questions. Just look and then swipe over. Just really soak in that moment that we had together.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah. What a. Yeah.
Re-going through it makes it even better.
This is very good, Iffy. Yeah. So we can't, I guess, say what we just.
Yeah, because it'll just give away all the pieces. But know
that we're being shady.
I showed him a picture of my dick. Candy Dinner with Matt and Iffy. I'm Iffy Wadiway.
I'm Matt Apodaca.
And we're back after 2 weeks. Lots of shit happened.
The return.
Yeah, the return. You know, it's funny because I get to give you shit for canceling on me because I don't think I would have made it in time from the airport because there was a lot of, oh, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, you landed at 9:40 and were like, you ready to do this? And I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're like, I'll be there. Like, you're like, you wanted to get here at 10 o'clock. And, I kind of understand the logic because you think you're back home. You think there's like, oh, I'll just get to where I need to go right away. The airport is so far away from everything.
Yeah, no, I didn't. So I had a show that night. I was sitting in for Search History.
So you had to go do that too?
Yeah, so it would have been the smallest of time blocks. But I was like, I'll still get it so we can get that content out. And then you canceled. And I was like, oh, man, fuck Matt. He fucked my shit all the way up. And then by the time I got home, I was like, oh, there's no way I would have made it to the pod in time because I had Search History.
Well, then also even in the week prior to that, I canceled because I had gotten very sick on my way back from Sketchfest. And like my throat was just like torn up. And I thought it was because I was screaming all weekend because it was just like, you know, Sketchfest was a lot of fun. We had really good shows. We did a show. My Herald team did a show UCB New York team that they sent out. Not sent out, I guess. We did pay for everything ourselves.
Yeah, no, let's go into our Sketchfest. It's funny because they do like, they're right after one another.
Yeah.
So which team from New York came out?
This team called Ice Cold Bev. They were really nice.
Oh, nice.
Really nice people, really funny.
Real nice, like an Ice Cold Bev itself.
Yeah, like sort of a Icelandic glacial sparkling elderflower water.
Yeah. We can't not talk about food without just straight up selling it.
Yeah. Look, I'm trying to get the Doughboys say they can't be bought. I absolutely can be.
Yeah, we are 100% open to being bought. Cha-ching, that's the sound of our wallets.
I'll go full Sandler. I don't care.
He's on like a comeback right now.
Yeah, he's like really good. Sandler's good right now.
I heard his special was really good.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Highly recommend. It's really, really good.
Check it out.
But so, yeah, we were up the first weekend of Sketchfest. I hadn't been to San Francisco since I was like 20 or something. Like I just hadn't gone. And so we were there. We ate a lot of really good food. I had Burmese food for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Which is like, I don't know if you've ever had it before, but it's sort of like, I guess flavor wise, I would say it's close to like Indian and Thai.
Okay.
So it's fucking bomb. It's so good. That's probably one of my favorite things we did. over there. And then we just kind of like walked around a lot, did a lot of like little sightseeing things. And our first show with the team from New York was really fun. It was a show that we had to do together. Like it was called, it's this set that it's like this form called the Convergence that we sort of did realize that nobody was there to tell us that we had to do that. it was just a thing that they did last year in the festival. And so like it was just like probably an easy thing for them to reslot in. And then we were like, well, none of us, we don't do this form. So why would we do this? And we just did it, and it was kind of like wonky, but then we did like a text message, like tour co-style, like set at the end of the show to sort of like get everybody back on board with us, and they liked that.
It's like, oh, y'all don't suck. Tight.
And it wasn't even like it sucked. It was just like, it was just wonkier than us like doing a Herald probably, because like we're just used to doing that.
But y'all were doing it like as one mega team.
So like it was two, the Convergence is like two mono scenes basically, which is just two long extended scenes. And so one team starts, and we started, and we had done it the least. So we started, and we were just sort of like doing a mono scene, and then the other team can come in at any point and start their own scene, and we sort of go to the back line instead, and it kind of just like switches back and forth, back and forth.
But I'm guessing like
at elements. Some point elements start to blend through. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Convergence. And then the second night we did, it was UCB New York versus UCB LA in a Herald competition. But in years past, I guess last year, representatives of UCB, you know, of the UCB 4 were there to sort of judge and like give notes. And this year there wasn't anybody. Wow. So we just decided to not do that.
You're like, who would have judged if
we probably could have like gotten somebody. We probably could have just been like, okay, audience, like there was a host, I guess. I guess we could have put it on like the stand up that went before us. Which like, hey, at the end of the thing, could you get like a sort of, you know, like round of applause vote or whatever? But it like was just something we didn't really care about, or like it was exciting to do the show itself. So we were just more excited about doing that. And we were just also sort of like, we both do the same thing. Like, why does it have to be a competition? So we didn't do that part of it.
Sounds like a whole bunch of kids who got participation trophies growing up. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like on this end.
Yeah, probably.
Too scared to test your metal.
Oh my God. Yeah, we were too scared to test the metal. Yeah. but it was a really fun weekend. I liked being away with my ponies, my team. And then I came back and I was fucking so sick. I came back to work, and then the next day I could not get out of bed. Yeah. And I was worried that, like the cold that I had, like sort of like in my like nose and throat, sort of like moved down into my chest and like was making it harder for me to breathe.
Oh no!
And I've had upper respiratory tract infection a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was worried that it was like something like that again, because I was just hacking up like deep mucus, and just like felt it in my lungs.
Oh.
And so I just like could not do anything. Oof. And then the next day I was completely fine.
Your body got stronger.
It was so crazy. And then, following, like, I still have, like, a little, like, lingering cough that I did go to a doctor for. And the doctor, because, like, my roommate and my girlfriend were like, you should go to the doctor because you're still coughing.
Mm.
And I was like, listen, I don't go to the doctor.
Let me tell you how people of color do shit.
Yes, this was straight up like part of it. I was like, we just didn't go to the doctor a lot.
Yeah, we don't need no doctor.
But I was like, I've decided to live, so I did. I said this to Lacey Mosley actually, and she's like, Matt, you have to go to the doctor because there's a reason white people live longer than we do. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right, I guess.
Yeah.
So then I did go.
What did the doctor do?
The doctor told me that. That coughs can last for weeks.
So they're basically like, you're fine.
She said, if it's bothering you, you can take Robitussin for it, but it's not bothering me.
Now, we'll point out that progressive move you just made.
I accidentally misgendered my doctor.
Yeah, as a she.
Yes. But I think it was because I was just thinking of all the women that were telling me to go to the doctor.
It's because you were thinking of one of those stereotypical, like, big boob nurses. And
I was thinking of the nurse from the cover of the Blink-182 album.
No, you're thinking of the nurse from Animaniacs. You're like, yeah, I totally was like,
hello, nurse.
He's like, sir, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I went to the doctor for like a lot of things. Like, I just had like a checklist. I was like, well, I'm not going to come here for a while, so here's like all the things that are sort of going on.
Yeah, look at my body.
My doctor told me I was like completely normal. he said I was like a little overweight.
Oh. Yeah, I'd get a second opinion on that.
A little?
Yeah, I'd get a second opinion.
Nah, I'll be honest. He said I have to lose 30 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like, you know, as someone who's like into fitness, like doctors always like say shit like that. Like, you need to lose X pounds, but never give you like any tools.
Yeah,
like,
no. I was like, cool, how do I do that? And he was like, you just got to do it, man. Because I snore. I have like a snoring, like a pretty consistent snoring problem. And he was like, well, I'm not going to sign you up for a sleep study. You should just lose 30 pounds.
How do I do it? So take a long drag of a cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't know, just fucking do it, fatty.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It was just like, because I go to Kaiser now, and I used to go to Kaiser when I was a kid. So I hadn't been back to Kaiser since I was like 18.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the information they had on me was very out of date.
yes, so... So Matt, so you know, I'm looking at your charts for me. You still want a bigger dick? Is that still number one? You wish you were a little bit taller? You wish you were a baller?
My weight from 10 years ago when I was like 17, 18 years old was like 124 pounds or something.
Oh, shit.
And my doctor was like, well, that's too little.
Yeah.
And what you're at right now is too big.
So go somewhere in the middle.
Yes, he's like, split the difference, 30 pounds. And I was just like, well, he's like, you're not even fat. Like that. Yeah. Like, and then I was like, well, yeah, I know that. Like,
yeah.
But he's like, you could just lose that much.
Yeah. Truly would say, like, you're not fat. I'd say you're soft.
Yeah,
you're
definitely soft. Definitely soft.
Soft, you know.
Yeah.
I remember that
was my happy goal to get weight. Food poisoning because I did lose a little bit.
Yeah, your doctor, you go back in. Wow, you smashed. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Diarrhea for several hours.
Oh my gosh. It's just the thing that I hate about diarrhea is the sensation of water shooting out of your ass.
Yeah, because like it's not comfortable. It's not normal.
Yeah, like, and that's the hardest part about diarrhea is, like, because you kind of have to, like, relax and let your ass just shoot that water out, but you're like, I don't like it.
No, yeah.
I don't like it. So you're just like, it's really you just sitting on the toilet trying to convince your ass to just open up.
And then, like, not to just be too graphic with poop stuff, but, like,
we're already in deep.
The journey to getting your poop back to solid is so, because, like, on the day that I had food poisoning, I was just doing, the day after was doing, what is it called? The brat diet, which is like, bananas, rice, applesauce and toast. That's all I was eating.
Is there a reason you're doing the brat diet?
Cause it's like the easiest stuff on your stomach when it's been like, through a trauma. Like, I was keeping all of that down like too. Cause it was like pretty like, it's heavily carved.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I love all that food.
Yeah.
And then one of the other outdated things that was on my chart from when I was 17 or 18 years old that the doctor did ask me about was, he's like, are you still not sexually active? And I said to him, no, doctor, that chart is from 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, but I didn't know anything about that brat diet. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It really helped.
You didn't like any of the stuff that I said just now?
No, I liked all of it. It was great.
It was like a funny sort of thing that he thought I hadn't had sex since, when I was 17 to 18 years old to now, a 28-year-old man.
Yeah, he's like, you fucking right. You fucking right. You fucking? Yeah, you fucking. And you're like, sir.
I was like, yeah, I guess, but like, you got to calm down a little bit, my guy.
Nah, he starts to unbutton his
I did pick
top.
This doctor because he did seem tight. Like, because yeah. Like, I have health insurance through work. And so, but that and while I was there too, so much doctor stuff. Like, while I was there, I was immediately so, like, happy and like how like easy it was for me, and then immediately distressed and sad about how it should be this easy for everybody.
Yeah,
like it was because I fucking did it on like an app for crying out loud. And like I picked my doctor because he was like the first person on the list, and his he seemed really cool. And I saw in the first line that he's from Cuba, and I was like, my guy, we're in.
Did it like show pictures or was it?
Yeah,
just
he had like he seemed like he had a nice smile and that chill vibe.
Yeah, he was like, all right, I see this guy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going with this.
All right, Reynaldo, I see you.
No, I'm fucking with this doctor. What it was, Brucey, but it's spelled Bruxie. He has like no front teeth. He has a septum piercing. He has spiked hair. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he's from Brixton, London. All right, cool. I think it's Brixton, England that I was supposed to say.
Hey. Who knows?
Oi, oi! It's me, Brucey.
Oh, no.
Sit down. Open your mouth.
I'm picturing that pig from Ninja Turtles. He's not British, but that's who I'm picturing.
Is Rocksteady the pig or Bebop?
Are those Transformers?
No, those are the ones you were saying from Ninja Turtles, the pig.
They sound like Transformer names, though.
No, Bebop and Rocksteady. Those are the name of the pig. Let me see. Bebop is... is the rhino. Rocksteady is the pig. Well, it's showing both of them. Which one is Bebop?
Everyone is screaming right now.
Yeah, I was right. Bebop is the pig. Oi, oi, open your mouth.
He's not British.
Open your mouth. Yeah, it's me, Brucey. Show your tongue.
How was your, I went on a doctor tangent.
Yeah.
How was your sketch fest?
I'm not going to Sketchfest. Oh, I'm your Dr. Brooksy, but put out your tongue and put some LSD on it.
Wait, this doctor's weird.
Yeah. My Sketchfest was good. A lot happened in that Sketchfest week. So I left BuzzFeed before I left to Sketchfest because that Monday when I came back, I was starting a new writing gig.
Yeah.
And,
Can you say?
No.
Am I aware of what it is? I'm asking you, but yeah.
If not, I'll tell you after. But it's like, it's one of those things where I might be able to, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'm going to just play it safe. I did a writing gig before that too, very shortly. It was a short one, 3-day summit. And that one, I can't talk about because it's a season 2 of a show that hasn't confirmed that it got a season 2 yet.
Ooh.
So I had to break out. I was real like afraid of like them being a little mad because it was like a quick turnaround. And then I was like, all this, but it turned out to be really great. They understood what was going on. They said they were going to try and get me back. And they were saying that they were looking for ways to like get me on full time. And we'll return to that later.
Yeah.
So then we go to Sketchfest, and I fly out Friday like I said, I always like to do some stand-up, and like I bumped into Irene too, who's an amazing stand-up. She's from the Bay, really great. And she was like, oh, you need to get on this show called The Setup. It's really great. Hit them up. And like, it turns out the person who puts the show on, we did a Sketchfest show together like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome. Already knew me, and he was dope. He's like, I got you on. And he got me on the Friday slot. So I was up there Friday. Ishmael came up Friday. I stopped by Twitch offices, hung out with my folks out there. I love going there. Also, Twitch is like a tech company, so that you know that campus is tight.
Ooh.
Like you, but it's like straight up, like you cannot take pictures past the entrance. So I don't know what I can and can't talk about behind the point. So I'll say the one thing that we know is universal between all tech companies. I got in on them snacks.
Oh, yeah.
I got in on them snacks. So then after that, you know, I'd link up with Ish and we head to my show, and this spot was cool. I forget the name of the bar. I'm sorry, bar.
But they're going to be so mad.
But it was one of those like beer and wine bars that has like a nice selection of beers. Ooh. And I was able to get like this stout that had like Oreos in it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So like, and you can like taste it. You're like, oh yeah, I know there's Oreos in it because I can taste that flavor. Go down and it's like a show.
You broke keto this weekend, that weekend then?
Oh yeah. No, I've been off because I was on and then I was off because I got to do a shoot where I'm going to have to break keto. And then after that, I shouldn't be doing anything else where I need to eat outside of keto that I know of. So I can just finally be back on for good. But so we're there. I'm in the, and they, the bar has like, a basement space that has that they made the basically the stand-up club in. And it was so dope because it felt like just a New York show where like, you know, it feels so cheesy to be like, man, New York, when you do stand up in New York, what is Von dead ass? That shit is tight. But there is like a like, you know, what I say about like New York stand-up versus LA stand-up is like, if you're a comedy fan, LA stand-up is tight in the sense that like everyone you think is funny that you see on TV, you'll have a chance that they'll drop it on your show. But New York stand-up for doing stand-up is tight in the sense of like there's a stronger culture for it.
Yeah.
Like you're able to get in on multiple shows. Everyone like it isn't as elusive, you know?
You could do like five shows in a night.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, bookers in New York are interested in the fact of getting stand-ups on who are good versus credits, you know? And I think there are tons of bookers out here who do that, but I feel like just it's the scene in itself, it feels a lot larger just because I think it has the history and they have more to prove. And a lot of the architecture in New York, I think, helps stand up because there's so many basements for there to be shows in. And that's what it felt like. It felt like being in a New York basement. They had the brick wall going and just doing jokes. And it was a fun show.
That's awesome.
It was a nice, and so I did that, went back to the hotel, and I went back to the hotel hype because, you know, I'm a AAA premier member. You know, I don't play games. You know, I'm not no regular AAA. I'm not even AAA plus. I'm AAA premier. And you better believe as soon as I'm eligible, I'm going to be AAA executive. You know, look, Matt's rushing to check his car and he is a AAA plus member, which is not as good as mine. So
I've been a member for 8 years, though.
Yeah. That's cool. I was a member on my dad's too. You know, so that's
you have a lot.
Well, no, what ended up happening was my dad. So this is a AAA sidebar. So my dad was like, I'm basically told all of us, all his kids, like, I'm done paying for your AAA memberships.
Yes.
Like you have to pay for it. And he just didn't pay for it. So it lapsed. And like when I was like, Dad, I want to pay for it. He was like, well, you have to create your own now. So then I just never got around to it. Then 2 years ago, I started as a
movie,
went up to plus, but now I have this nice silver. It looks white, but it's actually silver.
Looks white premiere. To me.
Yeah, you can get a better look at that. Go ahead and look at
that. Can confirm it's silver. Wow.
All of that is to say nothing that I just said matters because no matter what level you are in AAA, you get to use the discount. Like you don't have to be a premier to get this discount, but I was like, let me use my AAA discount and get a hotel. And I got a place called Marina Inn, which is in the Marina, which is like Sketchfest takes place closer to around like Japantown, Little China area. Marina's like a little closer to the bay, further east. But San Francisco itself is pretty small, so it doesn't matter. So I'm hyped because I got this hotel and I made sure to find one that had breakfast included. So I was like, oh, yeah. But I was still like trying to save money. So this was the cheapest place that also had breakfast included. Wasn't too bad. I was hyped. And I was like, let's go to sleep, wake up the next morning, set my alarm to wake up in time for breakfast.
No.
Wake up. I was like, I'm going to get down there when I get down there. I don't want to fight back these crowds of people eating. So I finally get down and I get to this kitchen area And there's one of those like metal containers that, you know, the ones you usually see at like it was a fancy container. It was the ones you see at buffets where you like roll it back and there's usually like scrambled eggs and bacon in there. So I'm like, oh, y'all didn't, y'all shouldn't have because your boy about to go off. I roll it back and there's two stacks of sliced toast in there.
What the hell?
Yeah. So I was like, what the hell? And I look down and there's Activia yogurt and boiled eggs.
What the hell kind of breakfast?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. And that was the breakfast was Activia.
That was all of it?
Yes. Yes.
Why'd they put the toast in that?
I don't know. To fake me out, I'm guessing. They had the fanciest container for just what was probably Wonder Bread. And I fucking, I was so mad. I didn't eat breakfast the next day at all. I was like, fuck this. And so we went to, what is it called? Sweet something.
I made fun of that toast. And on one of the days where we went out for breakfast, we got like fancy toast.
Oh my gosh.
How and it was fucking bomb. It was so good.
I got some fancy toast on my last day, and I was feeling good because like, whatchamacallit?
We had to be careful about our fancy toast intake though, because if we ever want to own homes, we shouldn't be buying so much toast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to save the money we would spend on the toast to that. Sweet Maple is where we went. So we went to Sweet Maple, which me and Lamar went to like 2 years ago. And last year we tried to go and it looked like it was closed, but it must have been renovations or something. But it was great because they had like, we had bottomless mimosas, the Millionaire's Bacon, which is basically like bacon, maple, and like spices.
Ooh.
But it's like a thick slice of bacon.
I love too. A thick bacon.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I had this fried French toast that was phenomenal.
Oh.
So, we ate.
I love breakfast.
Yeah, it's my favorite meal.
Yeah.
So I had that, smash that, and then I come on, and then we just go and we just spend the rest of the day. We didn't do much. We just kind of walked around. I think we tried to, Ishmael need to return something to the store. And we eventually had our show, but my
like, Ish brought errands to San Francisco?
Yeah, basically, dude. And we went along with it like some dumbasses. But after that, I had quite a gauntlet on Saturday because I had my stand-up show live at the Alamo in the Mission at 9. Then downtown area, I had White Women at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I had the Daily Zeitgeist at 11:30.
Whoa.
So those are like three shows. Two
back to back to back, yeah.
Overlap with each other. Yeah. Not even back to back. So like they had me set up to go first in for the stand-up show. But like I forgot what happened, but I ended up getting there late. I think it was because of my Uber. Oh, yeah. One of my Ubers just straight up left me.
Oh, no. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. We had some difficulties with Ubers, too. There wasn't that. It seems like it's not really a thing there. Like, they have them, but it's not a lot.
Yeah. So I get there late, and so they... So I end up going third, and then after that, and I just always feel like such a dick just leaving right after. So like I sat through like two comics, you know, just kind of watched, supported, and then I left. Got to the White Women show. I thought I was like barely missing it, but like we actually had time to spare. So we got down there, did the show, then did Daily Zeitgeist after live, which doing a live podcast, you know, it's definitely not my first live podcast, but there's always there's something to it where it's like you're doing the same goofs and dumb shit you normally do in the studio.
Yeah.
But people are reacting to it real time. So you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I did say something.
Like, could you imagine if there was like a studio audience here right now?
Well, we'd probably be booed out of the place. They'd be like, you guys are just talking about what you did.
Yeah, that's podcasts,
though. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Anything else come up while we were away?
So then I did a Yo, Is This Racist?
That's right. Live,
which was great. It had a, you know, really, really just fun time there. Met some dope folks. And then I came, it was the thing where I was coming here. And I flew in, did Search History. Search History was a blast. It was a good time. And then I think after that, you know.
You had something with your plane.
Oh yes. Thanks for reminding me. Jesus. This is where shit gets real. So I'm on the plane and, you know, it was me and the guy and there was a seat right in between us. And on the seat, I was like, oh shit, are we about to just have this free ass space next to us? Hell yeah, hell yeah. And then this like older white woman just comes busting in. She seems real kerfluffled. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And like she like sits down next to me and like she like makes some kind of comment. And I pull out my headphones. And I'm like, what? And she's like, whatever she said, pop them back in. She makes another comment. I was like, what? And she says what she says, pop them back in. Says another comment, pop it out, what? And she was like, yeah. She says what she says, and she's like, you might as well leave your headphone out because I'm going to be talking to you this whole flight.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it, all this stuff. And then she was like, yeah, you know, I'm considering getting a divorce. And I was like, let me pop these headphones all the way out because, oh, I didn't know we were going to be talking some spicy shit. So headphones come out completely. I was like, oh, man, tell me what's going on. Man, her husband's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
A real piece of shit.
What's going on? Yeah.
You know, he just is always yelling at her, blaming her for shit. I mean, she's at home over a hot stove, making sure everything's great. Kind of took a step back from her career to kind of help, you know, keep the house and home clean for her and their two kids, right? And I'm like, shit, you sound like you're doing a lot, you know? And, but then, you know, she was saying how they just, you know, always disrespect her. She has a 16-year-old who's a little shit. And I was like, yeah, but that's like the age where they're a little shit. And I wouldn't take it too personally. You know, she's like, oh, man. She's like, and so
you're being so nice to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm in. It's therapy session. So she was just going off. And, you know, her husband, you know, he had a procedure. You know, she didn't get into specifics, but it was something with his prostate that he had. It seems like the sex drive ain't all there.
Whoa.
And so like that's, but she's like, it doesn't matter. You know, it's cool. You know, she's like, but a few times she stated that she was pretty much in it for the kids. And I was like, you know, if you're just in it for the kids, you should just bail. Because it was like, it actually makes it worse. Two people who don't want to be married still being together, because the kids can tell it's probably just for them. And that's just another way they can blame themselves. So you trying to stay together so they don't blame themselves for you breaking up is inadvertently still going to happen. So you might as well do what makes you happy. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. And then she was like saying that, you know, they just kept bringing up old stuff, which it turns out, you know, she used to be an alcoholic. And so she feels like, I mean, listening in with all the data she's given me in, what it really sounds like is it sounds like she liked to have a drink every now and then. She liked to party with her homegirls.
Yeah, not like a disease.
Yeah, yeah, like she liked to party. And she and her husband, you know, bullied her into making her feel like she had an addiction. That's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. You know, this was only a hour and 45 minute flight, but based on that flight fact, it sounded like she didn't have a problem, but she did also tell me that she took a Xanax and had one glass of wine and kept emphasizing one. I only had one. I was like, all right, cool. You know, wine is just a glass of wine.
I think this lady seems fun.
So she's going off, and I took all the gloves. I was just like, you need to divorce this dude. He's trash. I was like, he's trash. I was like, there's no reason you need to be for him. I was like, relationships are all about communication. He seems like he's holding over an old incident and like bullying you about it instead of like growing with you. I was like, when someone is going through addiction, if you're deciding to stay, you're also deciding to grow with them and realize that they had an addiction and the things that happened were the past and that we're working on our future together. And I was like, he's not doing that for you. So you need to divorce his ass. And then she told me like how like her 16-year-old called her a bitch. And I was like, I'm 30 years old and I still to this day would never call my mom a bitch. And she was like, yeah. And then her husband came in during the kind of altercation where this happened and started yelling at her. And I was like, yeah, it seems like, you know, you need to get out of that situation because what's happening now is the way that your husband is treating you is trickling down to the kids because now they see that as an acceptable way to treat you. And the only way that I feel like you can really shake that off is to stand your ground and show that that's not acceptable by divorcing the motherfucker. So then we're going off. She's feeling good. She was like, oh, are you a relationship therapist? I was like, no, I just been to relationship therapy and I'm kind of borrowing that information. And so we're going off and good. I made the mistake of telling her I'm a comic. So she, you know, she started, she really, she did the thing every, like, I guess we'll say civilian does when they find out you're in comedy. They're like, so it's like, so, you know, you could take some of these stories. So it's like, I'm not going to talk about the, your relationship on stage. Well, I guess I am.
Yeah. That's what a, cause you texted me, when you got, when you landed that you wish you could unpack the,
yeah,
the airplane on, you know, on the podcast. And just me even think, remembering that that's something you wanted to talk about, I could have never guessed that that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was the thing is, and I know I'm missing a lot of stuff because it's been a week now, but it was like so wild. And so we're landing and we're like bonded up. Like this was like a sequel to The Green Book. Like, I don't know if she was racist, but man, I'm going to just assume she is for the sake of this bit. And she's like, oh, I trust black people now.
Wow.
And I was like, there was a part of my head now, because she was like, look, it's all good. She was, because she was going to Australia for 7 weeks. She was like, to get like her mind clear. And she was Australian. And I was like, man, I hope like you meet some like strapping black lad who's going to bang it out. And you're just going to come back. You're going to get your groove back. And you're going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah. I hope she gets what she needs.
Yeah. She goes to Australia, gets her groove back, and then comes back to the States and is waiting to exhale.
Wow.
And lights all his shit on fire.
Wow.
But like when we landed, she got a text from her husband.
Oh my God.
And he was like, and I guess like she was running late and she was like, oh my gosh, this Uber's driving so slow. It's going to make me late. And like, he replied back. And like, that's when I was like, oh, okay. Now I know all my intentions were right. This dude's just what is the word I'm looking for? Not mentally, but, vocally. No.
Verbally
abusive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There, like a verbally abusive asshole, because like, he was like, seriously, the Uber's going to make you late. It's the Uber driver's fight. Seriously, what's wrong with you? So like, I saw Jesus. That and I took her phone and I was like, yo, chill out, Bob. Like, I don't know if that was his name, but I was like, yo, yeah, chill out. And then like, she took it and she's like, yeah. And she typed WTF.
Hell
and then,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, see, yeah, he needs to chill. And then she turns and proceeds to ask if I would like some Xanax. And
oh,
I was
my like, God.
Yeah, I'm never going to say no to free drugs.
Yeah.
So now I have some Xans.
That's so funny. That's reminding me that I was in the bathroom of this place called Blind Barber in Highland Park over the weekend.
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
No, I heard of it, though.
It's really cool. It's this bar that's like, you enter through a salon.
Ooh.
So like, it's a salon like during the day. You can get your hair cut there and stuff. But at nighttime, there is just one man who is in like a suit, like a black tie, and standing at a door in the back. And he checks your IDs and lets you through. And it's this whole backspace like bar. It was really cool.
Oh, nice.
And I went to the bathroom and I just immediately... Two guys met in there and like they knew each other. And I just heard from like the, like I was peeing and then like from inside the stall to the guy that was waiting, he was just like, hey, yo, Edwin, you into that yay? And he was like, hell yeah. And then he also went into the stall.
I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah. But
I know. I was like, it's so funny because like I've been in a situation where I've seen people doing cocaine in the stall. It's like, yeah, you might as well just do it by the sink, because we all know. Like,
yeah, just do it by the
just
sink.
Just do it by the sink. It's less weird.
People poop on the toilet. Yeah.
Also, you know, you might find a friend who's like, look, let me, I just assume cocaine rules are just like weed rules. Was like, let me throw some more cocaine on that pile.
Yeah.
And then and then it'll be a cocaine party.
I went there with my girlfriend and her friends, and like I drove, so I wasn't drinking much.
Smash-elated, yeah.
And I want to emphasize, if my girlfriend listens to this, that I had a really great time, because she thinks I did not.
Okay.
But it's just so funny, because like, This is not like a gender thing, but like these girls had so much fun. And they got, but like I've not gotten to the, I haven't been at the point where I was like, oh, I'm gonna have some drinks and then throw up. Like, yeah. like that's just how it escalated, and it was very fun. It was very funny to me. But the place was very cool. I would love to go back there, actually. So if she's listening, I did have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like, just so you know, Isabel, like he's saying this, but the whole time he's doing like the hand cutting the neck gesture. He's like, ooh.
No, it was really great. And your friends are really fun. They were very nice to me.
Yeah, totally, dude. Yeah.
They were.
All right. Now I'm just responding to the physical things you're doing right now.
Later that same night, we went to, prior to that, we went to the Wiltern and watched a screening of Pink Floyd's The Wall. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I can't recommend that you watch it. We both hated it. Like, oh, it was really? So crazy. 'Cause it was these tickets that she got for free. And it was like a nice thing that like her friends were like, oh, you should take these tickets and like go see the thing. So it was cool. And like, some of the movie was good. The songs are very good. The music's incredible.
Yeah.
But the film was like disturbing to us in some ways. And I don't know if it's just like, we were being like, I don't know if it's that there was some of it that was like, triggering in certain ways, but I don't know if it's some of it that we were being too sensitive, but a lot of it was like, this isn't that different than today. Because like there was just a lot of like, Nazis when there shouldn't have been, like, like Nazis in a time where like Nazis aren't a thing.
But were they the bad guys?
They were. But it was just still like, oh no, Nazis again. And that was in the 80s, you know, so like, or like in the late 70s. So that to remember in real life today that we're still like, oh man, Nazis again.
Yeah, here they go.
But so like there was just a lot of stuff like that, and there was like just a lot of weird like violent stuff that we were just weren't expecting to see. So we were just kind of like bummed by the film.
Speaking of films that bum you, I finally saw Hereditary.
Oh fuck yeah!
That shit. Whew. That first off, like for people who haven't seen it, who's like, oh man, like the first like. Two-thirds of the film are just bumming you out. Like, it's just bumming you out. And then the last third is just scary to the max.
Yeah, it's relentless.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my gosh. But, like, I watched that get super fucked up. Because, like, man, the thing about that movie is, and I think that's what makes it so good, but it's like it goes, like, pedal to the metal, depressing, creepy, scary. And then at the end, it's like, uplifting, but for this dark reason.
Yeah, you're like, oh, and he you're did just it. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, it just leaves you feeling so confused because it plays with your emotions. And then I'm walking back. We watched it at night, and I'm walking back to the room with Aurora. And like, as we walk in, like Naomi shoots her hand up and yelps, and like, just almost murdered me.
Oh my god!
With how badly she scared me.
How is little Naomi?
Good.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
Using lots of words.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like so much just oh so much.
She's talking too much?
Yeah. Almost. No, just kidding. It's because now it's just she's so cute because she's like a little person. You know, she has so much like, you know, she has thoughts on things, and she has moods, and it's very cute, and it's overwhelming because you're like, this human's growing.
A cute thing happened to me at the Griffith Observatory yesterday.
Yeah.
I hiked up there with Isabel, and we were sort of like just laying on the grass, taking it a nice day. And then this, like, I look up. Well, I see like a little like a 2-year-old boy just sort of like in my sort of like space above me. I'm laying down, you know, and I just hear his dad go like, Archie, you don't know that man. Like, and he comes over and he's like, I'm sorry.
Where was this?
This is at the Griffith Observatory, just like on the grass there. The dad was just like very nice and very apologetic. And I was like, oh no, like I want to meet this kid. So I kind of sit up and I put my hand out to shake his little hand because I thought that would be cute.
Yeah.
And then what does Archie do? He gives me a nice little hug.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought it was so sweet.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Kids are so just like, they're just like only on the love setting for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's like so adorable. But when they're out, they're out. Like, yeah. I'll be like leaving for work sometimes. It's like, hey, Naomi, I'm going to work and you want to give me a hug? She'll be like, no. It's like, all right. Well, just remember that if I die on the way to work,
oh my God.
You live the rest of your life without a father.
Oh,
and
my,
the last interaction you had with him was denying him a hug. Remember that. And then I stare her in the face as I close the door and go to work.
And she's like, okay, I will.
I will. And then she does. Then she does.
I'm trying to think, you're just talking about movies, like Hereditary. That movie made me so upset. I loved it. I thought it was really good, but it was a very upsetting movie to watch. And then Oscar nominations come around. No Toni Collette.
Well, yeah.
And that's something.
Yeah, she had an amazing performance.
Yeah.
And the only reason I think she didn't get it is I think there's two reasons. One, I think Hereditary came out too early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So the Academy couldn't really remember. And I think, two, it's a horror movie. So, like, you know, people be fucking shit over. But you got stuff like Black Panther breaking those barriers. And I think that's what I want the Academy to remember is that it should be celebrating all movies, not all the movies that are stereotypically Oscars. Like, any, honestly, like movies like The Green Book and shit like that should make them mad because it's like, oh, you're pandering because you think this is what movies are.
Yeah.
But
I don't really have an interest in watching, like, Green Book.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it was very interesting to me.
I had a fun time with it.
Yeah.
I actually did.
Yeah. I watched Black Klansman over the weekend.
Oh, man, that's a fun
movie. Fucking slaps. That movie rules.
Yeah. Man, I was so enamored with Adam Driver in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he's so good in it.
Yeah.
Like, when even when he's pretending to be a racist, just like when he's saying racist things, you're like, man, that's a fucking good guy.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's so good. He's pretending to be the worst person, and we love him.
Because he's playing it in such a way of where he's, like, uncomfortable being, like, that bad. It's so good.
Man, he's really good, and he's nominated, so, you know, I hope that's that is a good thing for him. I don't know who else is nominated in that category. He's not against Mahershala, is he?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Who?
Adam Driver.
I don't know. Did he get a nom for that?
Adam Driver's nominated for Black Klansman, but I don't know.
He is against Mahershala.
Probably. Yeah. But nothing for, I can't remember his name, but Denzel's kid.
The
star of the movie.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was really good in the
Something in Washington.
Man. Yes, yeah. He was quite good.
Yeah, he was great.
I like to see more from everybody involved. People get mad about nominations in general. No one's ever happy with the things that get nominated or the things that don't get nominated. But it is kind of crazy that there is a separate category for animation because it's not a... they treat it like it's a genre.
Yeah.
And it's like not. It's just the way they make the movie.
Yeah.
And like the Spider-Verse movie, I think, is a contender for Best Picture. Like, just hands down. Like, I think that was one of the best movies to come out last year. Like,
yeah.
It's just because it's animated, I don't think it should be in a different category. Only a few times has it crossed over. Because I think Toy Story 3 was nominated for Best Animated Feature and Best Picture the year that it was out. You just celebrated something quietly. Do you care to talk about it?
Well, I can't talk about it on the cast, but I'm very excited about it. It's actually cast related.
Ooh, okay.
It's a cast you did. Yeah. Think on that. And then we also had another thing we haven't talked about yet that I am dying to talk about is Cardi B stepping into the political arena.
Cardi, we stand.
Like,
okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we stand.
Like, you know, here's my thing. AOC, I love her. She's my phone background.
Yes, we stand her.
I stand her so hard. I stand her to the next degree.
I love the way
show LA a little love. Like, let's calm down on that Bronx stuff.
Yeah,
let's
come down over here. Oh my god, I would love to meet.
That is like the equivalent of like the male feminist. He's like, I'm a male feminist, but you know, guys are giving dudes a hard time. Like,
I want to meet her. I want to meet Lin-Manuel Miranda. I want to meet Danny Trejo, and that's it.
I told you I met his daughter, right?
Danny Trejo's daughter?
Yeah. Do you want to take one guess at her name?
Danny?
Yeah, but...
Danielle?
Yep. Danielle Trejo is her. And I found that out because she used to come to my press...
She introduced herself.
No, she worked at... when I was working at Press Juicery, she would come to the one that I worked at.
Oh.
And, you know, we have the rewards program, so it would say your name. And so I look and I was like, Danielle Trejo. And I was like, you know, that's so funny because, like, your nickname is like the famous actor Danny Trejo. She's like, that's my dad. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's
you
okay,
sure
that's
it wasn't okay. Danny Trejo in a blonde wig?
First off, she was a brunette. And sure. No, she definitely, like, when she said it, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's definitely your dad.
You're like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, she was sweet. That was great. It was immediately like, I don't want to say awkward because it's not like I was like, oh, you're dead. But it was the thing where like, I feel like some people like to not have other people know that they're the child of celebrities and that seal has been broken.
I met Josh Brolin's daughter one time and like freaked out.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Kept it together. And then as soon as she left, I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Her dad is Thanos.
Her dad is Thanos.
But Cardi B entering the political arena.
Yes. So Tommy Lauren, of course, had to open her dumb mouth. Here's the thing too.
I hope just people openly shit into her mouth. I fucking hate her. I wish when I had food poisoning, I wish my toilet was Tommy Lauren's mouth.
Oh my gosh. Ugh, you're gross. Stop.
I hate her.
She's really annoying, but like, honestly, she is like, there are so many like wannabe Tommies coming for her position that I've been thinking about. Like, it's crazy that I can't multitask.
You can't.
Like,
do it.
I totally stopped. And I was like, I just have to say that I'm gonna do. She's just, you know, she's a piece of shit. I feel like there's a part of me that wants to find some reason to feel bad for her, but I think that's also my conditioning as a man who grew up in America's society that like worships white women.
Yes.
But she's the worst. So of course, when Cardi B like, just honestly, it's funny that people, everything seems political when like it's just basic shit. Like someone saying like, yo, that wall's racist and shutting down the government for it is dumb as hell. That's not a political statement. That's just basic facts. That wall is in fact racist.
Yes.
Because like the only way for that wall to not be racist is if you were building a wall up north too.
Yeah.
But since you only want to keep out the country of brown people and not the country of white people, that wall is in fact racist. Then on top of that, to shut down a whole government for that thing that the people who are supposed to be checking and balancing you disagree on, that is dumb. So like by definition, her statement was not political.
No,
but that's the thing now is like, there really is like a good side and a bad side at this point, because like, no matter what, you know, no one's willing to remove themselves to be like, yeah, you know, I don't agree with leftist policies, but you're right. This is trash. You will align yourself with everything as long as it's under the Republican banner, and everything coming out of the Republican banner has been bad.
Yeah.
So it's good versus bad. Tommy Lauren had to come out and say some shit because she is dying to remain relevant, especially after getting her show snatched from her. And she said some shit like, oh, Cardi B is trying to step in the political arena, only the best and brightest. And Cardi simply said, don't play with me. I will dog walk you.
Yes.
Which means she would beat the shit out of that. To which she immediately backpedaled and was like, oh, I know that, which is like the biggest bitch move to me, because you've seen it so many times, like growing up, especially me and you, we I've learned more. And more,
especially the two of us.
Yeah, well, because like, even though you know you're soft as shit, you still like Downey somehow always trickled in the worst gangsters.
Yeah,
for some, and like we lived in a world where it's like your words have consequence, and that's something I keep coming back to in these days and ages, especially with those fucking racist kids yelling at that.
Yeah,
it's like they grow up in a world where you can say shit and get away with it, and we're seeing it live and direct when this motherfucker gets on the news. And it gets to be like, oh no, I'm not bad. And it's like, no, we saw you be bad. You're bad.
Yeah.
You're bad. You're bad.
Yeah, it's you know? Just like, it's so crazy to me that you can tell me that he wasn't doing anything wrong when, like, if he wasn't doing anything wrong, he would have been several steps back and also not smirking like a fucking asshole.
Also, either way, like, we're seeing you do the thing that's wrong. Like, we have it on video.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter has a prior, criminal record or whatever.
Yeah, but the one thing I thought when I saw that was like, oh, that's someone who hasn't had the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
Like, he has that face. He has that face. That when you see that face at the beginning of the year, you're like, oh, sometime this year, that kid's getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't make that face anymore because he knows his actions have consequences.
Yeah.
But now, he could have had the easiest softball one where the internet calls him a fucking dick and he'll be fine. That chick who said, like, I'm going to Africa, I'm going to get AIDS and got fired. And everybody's like, oh, she got a job again. Y'all are bitching like that doesn't do anything.
Forgot about show, her. What a dummy. Yeah. What
all,
an idiot.
All like, that's the thing that people like are like, oh my gosh, we're ruining people's lives. No one's lives are getting ruined.
Nobody's good. Well,
all it does is make shit just a little bit uncomfortable for them for a little bit of time.
Somebody that I know, a friend of theirs, tweeted something that like these kids are racists and need to die or something. And lost his job for it because like the people were like the MAGA people were like searching for those like terms or whatever, and just like happened to, he was easily like Googleable and like findable online, and like they sent those things to the people that he worked for or whatever, and he lost his job over it, which is not incorrect, which is bad to do that, and I don't think he should have lost his job for that at all, because racists do need to die. Bigots need to die.
Well, what's funny is like, that's the shit that they're saying the reason we shouldn't do it. And then they'll turn around and do that shit quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to know what his job is, because if anything, I would have just posted my job, fire me for that, and let that job get dragged across Twitter from till kingdom come.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is like, you
too. Well, that would have been easy for you because you left the job that you had previously for a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fine. See if they'll fire me. I freaking laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, well, just everything I know about BuzzFeed is they would just be like, okay, you know?
yeah. It seems like it's easier for them to fire people than keep them on.
Yeah.
Not funny.
So that's what, like, seeing that is like, oh, that's someone who's never had the shit kick, but growing up in that world where like that is a thing, you see that so much where somebody says something fucking wild, gets checked for it, and is like, look, I know you could kick my ass, but I'm just saying this. Like, no, then the argument stops. Then you shut up. If you're admitting that person could kick your ass, you say nothing else. You're done talking.
Mm-hmm.
You do not say anything else. You don't get to talk anymore. You are cucked. You know, like there's, you don't get to keep talking after that shit, but she did that and she was like, but yada, yada, yada. And then Cardi B then kicked her ass intelligently, which I really liked, you know, because, you know, I think people assume like, oh man, just because you rap, you're unintelligent. And I like,
she raps, she used to strip.
Yeah. And what's great about her is that she's coming. She's like, yeah, I did. And what? Because that's the thing is like, the moment they can be like, you did that, and try and negate you, the moment you're like, I did.
Yeah, it has no power.
What's your next argument?
Yeah.
We both agree that I did.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you going to say? Yeah. And they never have anything else.
That's why I love Cardi.
And then this crescendoed into a great moment of where there was a political cartoon. Did you see the political cartoon?
I did.
Where it's a giant muscular, kind of svelte, very detailed
I don't like the way you're describing the foot.
Very.
Did you tweet that the foot was sexy?
Yeah. The tweet itself is, am I tripping or are these feet drawn really sexy? I'm not saying that the feet were sexy, but it seems like someone drew them with the intent of making them really sexy. But the political cartoon as a whole was bad because it's like,
yeah,
she's wearing like, what is it? The Louis Vuittons or whatever,
these
the
red bottoms. These are bloody shoes.
Well, they're the red bottoms. And Trump is like speared in the heels and it says Pelosi on the back. And then it quotes Cardi B and it says, these is bloody shoes. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
My big take about political cartoons is that they're never good.
Yeah. But like, I can just imagine being like, oh shit, got him. These is bloody shoes.
Somebody like sort of really scribbling away at a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But the pencil breaks as they do their last stroke and they're crying. Yeah. And they see this what they've drawn and they're like, it's a masterpiece.
I did it.
Iffy. That is so funny.
Oh my gosh. What is funny?
Just the idea of that somebody thinking that cartoon is good.
Yeah. Oh man.
That they did a good job.
Well, what's funny is that I thought it was like a political cartoon on the other side. And then until I realized, oh no, this is on our side. We think this is cool. Oh my gosh. Gosh, that's great. I think it's time for us to get out of here.
Huh? I know. I feel like
We barely touch anything, but that's what happens when we miss 2 weeks in a row.
It was a big 2 weeks.
We didn't get to talk about Soulja Boy.
We didn't talk about Soulja Boy.
His Drake thing that everyone keeps doing.
Like I said, my girlfriend just went back home. I miss her already, but she'll be back soon for good. I went to Chi Dynasty for the first time. I know we're wrapping up. That place is fucking bomb.
Where is it?
Chi Dynasty is right by Yi Rustic, the Chinese food restaurant right there.
Oh, okay.
Check it out.
How is it? Is it good?
Yeah, dank.
All right.
They have this like good garlic green beans.
Garlic green beans.
Yeah.
Good as fuck.
Yeah. You got any plugs, Iffy? Mine's for Chi Dynasty, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. My plug, you know where to find me. Definitely go to IFYNWADIWE on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can catch me doing my thing. It'll be IFDs on Twitch if you need to find me on Twitch. And, that's about it. Check it for shows. I had a good amount of shows this week. I was at the Improv both Friday and Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then I'm off to a show now, which is why that pause may or may not be cut out. In which I'm texting them to let them know I'm almost there.
Oop.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matt Apodaca. I have a show this Friday at UCB Franklin. It's February 1st. It is at 6:30 p.m. Herald Friday with my team Pony. Come check us out. This has been Candy Dinner. We never do this. This has been Candy Dinner, folks. I've been Matt Apodaca.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.